The time is now 22 minutes to 8. Astronomers are eagerly awaiting a spectacular fireworks display as a supermassive black hole at the centre of our galaxy sets about consuming a vast cloud of interstellar dust and gas. Promises to be quite a show, even if you don't quite understand what's going on. All the material that doesn't actually get sucked into oblivion, wherever that is, will be swept up, swirled around, and re-radiated in a stream of high-energy particles. If you don't believe me, you can watch a video animation of it on our website. It is extraordinary stuff. Our science correspondent Tom Fielden reports.
So this is a video which shows observations of stars in the very centre of our galaxy.
Astrophysicist Dr. Karen Masters from the Institute of Cosmology and Gravitation at the University of Portsmouth pulls up a time-lapse video compiled of sequential images of stars orbiting an ominous dark smudge at the centre of the galaxy.
You see this last star that comes around with the orbit marked in. That's the one that gets closest to the black hole. And the speed that it goes past that black hole indicates that there must be something extremely massive and extremely compact in that central region.
So you can't see the black hole, but you can infer its presence from the movement of the stars orbiting around it.
Yeah, we do see a point source in X-ray. But again, it's not really the black hole you're seeing. It's the material that's being accreted onto the black hole that gets very hot and glows in X-rays.
But all that is about to change. A massive cloud of dust and gas, somewhat prosaically known as G2, is set on a collision course with the supermassive black hole at the centre of the Milky Way. Over the next few months, the bulk of that cloud will be swirled around like a gigantic Catherine wheel, heated, stretched, shredded, and ultimately fired out again in a dazzling display of gravitational power. Not something astronomers get to see up close and personal every day.
I'll be very interested to know what happens to G2 as it falls in. We keep our fingers crossed that something exciting will happen.
That something exciting could include fresh insights into the role black holes seem to have played in limiting the size and influencing the structure of the galaxies that surround them.
We're beginning to realise they aren't some sort of ornament in galaxies, but they actually play a large role in how a galaxy evolves.
Until recently, the Cambridge Institute of Astronomy's Professor Andy Fabian argues black holes were regarded as little more than, admittedly spectacular, cosmic plug holes. But the realisation that such huge energies were being re-radiated from the accretion disk has forced a reassessment.
This is something that's become apparent over the last decade or so, that the black hole is really a fundamental part of how galaxies, how our universe evolves.
Let's go for launch, T-minus 10.
And the Galactic Pyrotechnic Stop. Display